The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has killed thousands of people. Governments in the countries that have been most devastated are desperate to contain the epidemic. Sierra Leone is in the midst of a hard, vast experiment to try to stop the virus. For 3 days, no one in the country is allowed to leave home. Yesterday was the first day of Sierra Leone's lockdown. Teams of workers have gone door to door trying to educate people about the disease and to look for unreported cases. But, as NPR's Anders Kelter reports from Freetown, things haven't gotten off to a smooth start.
It's 8 in the morning, and people are packed into a community health center on the west side of town. Some have fluorescent vests. Others have white T-shirts that say, Prevent Ebola.
I didn't move next for team two.
A government official is putting people into teams. Many of these workers are young, like James Kabu. He's 25 and a school teacher. And he says he came here today because he wants to help his country defeat Ebola.
We only have one Sierra Leone. And if we allow this deadly virus, Ebola, to ravage our society, who will accommodate us? Already, other African countries, they are despising us. So if we allow this disease to take on to, at the end of the day, we are all going to be victims.
James and the others are ready to go. There's just one problem. None of the stuff they're supposed to deliver has arrived. 3 hours later, people start to get really impatient, including a college student named Abdul Aziz Sise.
Well, of course, it's a total commotion in the whole health center.
A commotion?
Commotion, yes, because people are just confused in order for them to know the group that they belong, the community that they're about to go and do their census. You know, people are just confused.
Finally, a big truck pulls up.
Ah, the supplies are here already.
The truck is filled with bars of soap. Educational posters, which were supposed to be hung on people's homes, haven't arrived. But the teams head out on foot anyway. One group ventures into an area of open sewers and wooden shacks right next to the ocean. There are kids everywhere, and the homes are practically stacked on top of each other. Juliana Karimu, a nurse, gathers a group of people and starts telling them about Ebola.
Well, let me give you my own view about Ebola. Wait till me know about Ebola. Ebola now one bad secret they kill.
She says Ebola can kill. And if one person gets sick, so can their whole family. But one way to keep yourself safe, she says, is to scrub your hands regularly with soap and water.
Make sure say you use this soap, for go to wash your hands.
Someone fetches a bowl of water so she can demonstrate. As the demo continues, another team member distributes bars of soap. Many people ask for more. The educators depart, and a woman named Mariatu Fofana turns back to her cassava stew, which is simmering over a small fire. I ask her what she thinks of this 3-day Ebola lockdown.
Well, kind of me so pass her thought before me picking it.
She says, to be honest, it's making her life difficult. She can't sell food on the street. That's her usual form of work. And it's really hard to feed her kids. But she says she'll somehow manage. I leave the area and head into downtown Freetown. Normally, it's jam-packed with people, but now it's completely abandoned. The only sound is a police van driving slowly and blasting a song about Ebola. The lyrics say, Ebola is real. It's a terrible disease. There's no cure. You can hear the song playing throughout the empty streets. Anders Kelto, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.